now, the Larry O'Connor Show. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
The Supreme Court revoked a lower court's decision to stop the Trump administration's policy on transgenders in the military. By the way, it's not rewriting the law. I mean, the Obama administration had just changed the existing rules like 2 months or 3 months before the Trump administration came in. Be that as it may, what about that policy and what should it be? Jesse Jane Duff, a retired gunnery sergeant from the United States Marines, joins us coming up in just 10 minutes. But right now, let's turn to the dominant story that continues. Here's our friends Whoopi and Joy discussing the Covington Catholic High School story.
Many people admitted they made snap judgments before these other facts came in. But is it that we just instantly say that's what it is based on what we see in that moment and then have to walk stuff back when it turns out we're wrong? Why is that? Do we keep making the same mistake?
Because we're desperate to get Trump out of office. That's why.
Not everybody, though.
They're laughing and applauding, and it's actually probably the truest thing Joy Behar has ever said on that show, and it's absolutely true. But there's also more to this. This is a tactic that's been employed in the past. To join us to discuss that, Professor William Jacobson, a clinical professor of law and director of the Securities Law Clinic at Cornell Law School, also, frankly, in my opinion, more importantly, the founder of Legal Insurrection Blog, one of those absolutely must-read sites, Legal Insurrection. Professor Jacobson, good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you.
Well, I love you. You sort of laid this out because something similar to this event actually happened to you. You were targeted in a similar way. Lay that out for us.
That's right. I had been warned because I write a lot about conservative issues and I also write about pro-Israel issues. I was warned many years ago by somebody who's very tuned into how the left activists work. And she said to me that you need to be really careful because what's going to happen to you, and this is a common tactic, is somebody's going to come up to you and they're going to start screaming that you've either attacked them or you're being aggressive towards them. She said, that's an old tactic. And what's going to happen is somebody's going to get in your face, try to provoke you. We'll have video cameras running. And the second you push back or do anything, that you're going to be now on video. And that's a very common tactic that the left uses.
Yeah.
And that happened to me at Cornell. After an anti-Israel group lost their attempt to get a boycott of Israel passed by the student assembly, I was in the lobby of the building where the vote had taken place. And sure enough, this woman comes up to me, somebody who was disrupting the proceeding earlier. Fortunately, I had my cell phone out because I was thinking something is going to go wrong here. And she comes right up to me and she starts screaming, "Get your camera out of my face." Now, mind you, I was 10 feet away. She came running towards me and claimed my camera was in her face. And then she starts screaming at me to back off, back off, so that everybody in the room could hear it. And I think they had people there taking video as well. Unfortunately, I had my video. I didn't move. I didn't do anything. And this happened again at Cornell a few months later. Same activists, different students. Went up to some pro-Israel students, got literally inches from their face, scream at them, taunt them, try to get them to saying, hit me, I know you want to. And of course, they have all their video cameras going. And that student also did nothing, just stood there like a stone statue. And so when I saw this thing that went down in D.C. with these students and the activists, this immediately all came back to me. This is what they do. This is exactly what happened to me, happened to other students, and I had been warned. And I'm going back 6 years now, five, 6 years ago, warned that this is what they do. This activist wades into the crowd, pushes his way in, and notice he's surrounded by people following him with video cameras.
Yes.
Now, if he didn't think something was going to happen, why did he do that? And he gets in somebody's face, beats a drum inches from this kid's face, and this just all came back to me and said, this cannot be a coincidence.
Yeah, I think you're right. And you know what, it reminded me of something about 9 years ago. It was the day there was a spontaneous Tea Party protest on the National Mall, March 20th, 2010, the day that they were voting on the Obamacare bill, remember? And the crowds were chanting, "Kill the bill, kill the bill." And most congressmen took the tunnel from the Cannon office building underneath the mall to the Capitol building, but John Lewis and Andre Carson decided inexplicably to walk out of the main door of Cannon, down the steps, right into the middle of these crowds, and march across the street and onto the and you remember what happened. Andre Carson immediately ran to the media and said, they just screamed the N-word at us. They screamed the N-word at John Lewis, legendary civil rights activist John Lewis. But everybody bought the story. Everybody ran with it. And John Boehner apologized on the floor of the House for the deplorable protesters. And yet no one ever had any video evidence that this ever happened. There were videos showing them walking down. I know for a fact, because I was working for Andrew Breitbart at the time, and he promised $100,000 to the NAACP if they could find the video. And I tried to find it myself. It's exactly like that incident, sir. And Professor Jacobson, the media still hasn't learned the lesson.
No, and I think the lesson that anybody on the right needs to learn is you need to have your own video cameras running.
Right.
Because if I didn't have my video camera running in that vestibule of that building when this woman came running up to me, accusing me of essentially assaulting her, it would have been my word against hers. And it would have been their video, not mine. And I think that's the lesson. And, of course, in this incident in D.C. recently, when more complete video came out, the whole narrative fell apart. And so this is a tactic that gets used, and people need to be aware of it.
We also had a president recently who implored his followers and supporters to get into people's faces, to agitate. He was a community organizer. This is sort of part and parcel to the tactics used by groups like ACORN, which was a community organizing entity, and other groups that still exist today, the Resist Movement, the Move On Movement. There really literally is training about these sort of tactics, isn't there?
I believe there is. I mean, I haven't seen the training video, but it's a very common tactic. And like I said, it's one I was specifically warned about, that they will come up to you, they will start screaming that you've attacked them, and that's essentially what happened in D.C. This activist waded into the crowd, went right up to a student who was doing nothing but standing still, beat the drum near his face, and that student was very smart. He had a lot more composure than most people would have had.
I'll say.
If he had swatted that away, who knows what would have happened.
Professor William Jacobson, just 30 seconds left, and I know it's not your wheelhouse, but with regard to defamation law, there are a lot of calls for these students and their parents to actually take up some lawsuits against especially against some of the media entities that, well after knowing the truth about this story, well after seeing the context, they still worked the story the way they wanted it worked and ran with the story as if these kids were in some way the agitators, the instigators, and racists. It's a pretty high bar to cross, but would that be an appropriate lawsuit to pursue, do you think?
I think that's going to be tough. I think it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have a lot of what was wrong about what the news media did was false or faulty analysis as opposed to straight out defamation. So while I haven't studied it, my gut tells me they are going to have a very hard time making out any sort of legal claim that would survive in court.
We'll leave it there. Professor William Jacobson, again, it's Legal Insurrection Blog, a great, great website that takes not just stories that are legal, but stories all across the spectrum, and it gives a very important and reasoned perspective on it. Thank you, Professor Jacobson. Always good to talk
to you,
sir.
Take care.